Only a Game's Gary Wallach recently traveled to Connecticut's Farmington River to spend some time on the water with Rabbi Eric Eisenkramer, who asserts that fly fishing, the practice of deceiving fish with furry, feathery imitations of aquatic insects, can be a spiritual exercise.
I find fly fishing to be a spiritual experience. The fly line not only connects us to trout, but it also connects us to ourselves, it connects us to other people, it connects us to nature, and ultimately it connects us to the divine presence. I see a deep connection between fly fishing and the Jewish Sabbath and the Christian Sabbath and the whole concept of the Sabbath in general. As human beings, we need time for renewal. So for me, when I come out to the water, that's my time to recharge.
So close. He bit it, and he managed to escape the fly. That wily trout has succeeded.
I practice catch-and-release fly fishing. The reason I do that is that I want to make the experience of fly fishing the most moral and ethical way that I can. So when I catch a fish, I dunk my hands in the water so that when I touch the fish, it will not cause any extra harm. I bend down the barb on the hook to ensure that I can remove it quickly. And I don't take time to study the fish. I take time to admire it very briefly. And then I release it back into the stream and back to its home. That way I inflict the least amount of discomfort as possible. Would it be better for the fish if I just went for a hike and didn't spend all my time on the stream? Perhaps. But there is something that's absolutely beautiful about standing in that stream and communing with these creatures, these underwater creatures that you never see that are hidden, and bringing them to the surface. It's kind of like a metaphor for bringing out the inner parts of yourself. And when I have that opportunity to hold that fish, it's almost miraculous.
Fly fishing brings us in harmony with nature. You know, so often we are fighting against nature, fighting against ourselves, struggling with other people. And when we're on the stream, we are in harmony with the ducks and with the deer and even with the fish. And so at the end of the day of fishing, we take that harmony with us as we head home.
Rabbi Eric Eisenkramer is the spiritual leader of Temple Shirith Israel in Ridgefield, Connecticut. Along with Reverend Michael Addis, he's co-authored Fly Fishing, the Sacred Art, published by Skylight Paths. Check out our photo gallery at onlyagame.org.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at traderjoes.com. This is NPR.